Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Acharei Beis Kedeshim. Today I'd like to share with you one part on the weekly parasha and one part on coming up the coming week. Both come from the Tamei Rebbe, one at Bar Musner and one at Bar Halacha, both really beautiful. Let's begin with the parasha. First, Acharei Beis, we have in the beginning of Perek Yudches a warning. You should not do those actions which you saw done in Egypt. Similarly, the actions of the Canaanite people, the land to which you are going, are not actions which you should emulate. A very general, as our Rashi says, it's telling you, don't be like the Midstrim and the Canaanim, who are so terrible. Don't do the terrible things that they do. There are two difficulties with this Rashi. Kleyokare asks, that it's a teller. Rashi is saying that Pasuk is telling us not to do the Urim that the Midstrim do, the Maisim, who call them, that the Midstrim do, and they are the worst of the nation. The reverse should be in the past. It should take the best of the nation. You see, even the best ones are don't have actions to be emulated. It doesn't make sense that the Torah would take the worst of the nation, Canaan and Mitzrayim, and say, don't do the Averis that they do. Because you shouldn't do the Averis, even that's the best of the nation. It's the kasha, the kli. Besides that, there's an additional kasha. And that is that this pasuk does not appear to be breaking any new ground. But until then, isturim are isturim. It's telling us because the Mitzrim do it, not a reason for you to do it. What is the chiddush? Tamei Rebbe answers by pointing to a Ramban in Parshas Tre'ed. Where we find a very similar Asbara in Perek Yudei Paskovet. The other Pasuk said that when you come to the land of Canaan, and God will give you the land, be careful. After you destroy them, you may follow in their ways. Let's see how they serve their Avodah Zarah, and I'll do it too. What's going on here? What is the Asbara in the Pasuk? It's telling you that there's an Isbat to be Avodah Zarah? Of course there's an Isbat to be Avodah Zarah. There's nothing new. In addition, it's not logical that after these nations are destroyed, that anybody would choose to follow their Avodah Zarah. Says the Ramban, the Pasuk is not coming to tell you that you should not serve their Avodah Zarah. No. It's telling you that even if you speak good things that day, and you would like to emulate it, things they do for their Avodah Zarah, which look attractive, which look pleasant, which look nice. They have a very nice way of dressing up their house of worship. They have a very pleasant way of serving their God. So it's bad because they're serving stone and wood. But I'll take the same type of an action and use it for the good. I'll use that action to serve Hashem. That's not awesome. Says the Pasuk, it is awesome. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk, says the Ramban. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is that too, you should not. Look, the Tamei Rebbe, same thing. Here the Torah is telling us. The Kamasi Eretz of Tribe, of course the Averis of the Midstrim are not things that you'll emulate. But you live in a country for so many years, you may have seen some nice things that they do, some good things that they do, some attractive things that they do. And you might want to emulate those things. Say, don't. Of course, they are Mokul Kolim Sheva Umay. Because they're a nation that is so warped, you should not emulate them at all. You might come to emulate them in other ways. Dr. Tamei Rebbe, there are times that a person can emulate what a guy does. Person can learn from what a guy does if what he's doing is good. For example, that the Rambam quoted Aristotle. Because do good things. You see somebody who is a movie star whose personal life is full of stuff and actions that are unworthy of any human being. And you see that movie star does something good, a good chesed. Don't emulate that. Because you're bringing the focus, the actions of somebody whose actions are not worthy to be emulated. If you see a good person, moral, ethical person, even among the nation, it does that, the person can learn from. And therefore, it's a new translation of the pasuk. Kamasi Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Bo. Kamasi Eretz Kanaan. Watch out when you're among the nation. Watch out. We emulate even for good. This is his dharma. Turning now to Pesach Sheni is an absolutely beautiful part, which is in the Reyayel and Parshat Emor regarding Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, of course, has its origin later, Chlomishpa Midbar Parshat Bahaloyspa. There we find, after Shishi, Vayihi Anoshim Asher Hayu Tameim LeNefesh Adam. There were people that were Tameim, and they could not bring the Pesach Karban on the 14th day of Nisan. So they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, Lama Nigara, why should we be worse? The Gemara says, who are these people that were Tameim? The Gemara says that they were the nice day Aroi Neshul Yais, the ones who carried the bones of Yosef HaTzadik in the Midbar. For a second opinion, they were those that became Tameim in burying Nadav Aviv. There are two difficulties there. First of all, the question of who were these people, why were they Tamei, does not seem to make sense. Jews died in the Midbar in the natural way, just as they died all along. The Levium were not punished in the Cheta Egel, also died. They died after they lived their natural life. There was no suspension of natural death in the generation of the Midbar. And therefore, there were plenty of people that were Tamei. In a group of millions of Jews, there were people whose time on this earth came to an end and passed away. It did not have to be those who carried the Aron of Yai. And therefore, this is very difficult to understand that Gemara says, who are these Temeim? Secondly, they say, Lama Nigara, why should we be worse? Why shouldn't we be the carbon based? I mean, here it's an obvious problem. What do you mean, why should you be worse? You're worse because you're Tamei. The Jews, Tamei, cannot separate Chala, cannot separate Truma. There are many things that Tamei person cannot do. Every person has no right to say, Loma Nigara. Why should we be worse? There's a reason. Not a punishment. It's just a fact of life. A Tamei person doesn't bring a carb. The answer to this question, the Stamei Rebbe brings a beautiful. There's a Taisis involved in the Tzia Dafka Fidalit, who wonders if the concept of tzaddikim ainam mitamin, kibrei tzaddikim ainam mitamin, a medrash concept that the grave of even the bones of a tzaddik does not bring tum up on earth. But this, I find it a thought, has any basis in halacha. The Taisus maskana is that it does not. That every human being who passes away is mitamei. Someone who touches him comes into contact with him is tamei, and the kain is prohibited from being mitamei. That the idea that kibrei tzaddikim ainam mitamin, that the bones of a tzaddik are not mitame, is nothing more than an agada, that's a thought. And even that, the Taisa explains the way in which it's brought. The Stamei Rebbe offers an innovative explanation. It says that really, the etzem, really, a tzaddik does not bring tuma upon a person. However, halacha doesn't work that way. Halacha does not establish rules that are based on something that's the tzimius alei, the depths of the heart of a person. How do you know if someone's a tzaddik? You can't know. And therefore, halacha cannot work with that. Halacha says everyone is tzaddik. This is somewhat comparable to a Jew who eats nevela and is ordered to suffer malchus. Let's say this Jew does a full tshuva. He really does truth of having eaten that nevela. He still will receive the mouth. Don't worry. He did a full tshuva. We know someone did a full tshuva in heaven. This did no longer exist. The answer is that Bezen can't work with that. Bezen has to work with things he can see. Bezen cannot know if in his heart the person is truly doing tshuva. And therefore the laws of Zara, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you and I know that Yosef was a true tzaddik. You and I know that Nadav and Avihu were true tzaddikim. Why should we be disqualified from being a Korban Pesach? After all, you and I know that in heaven we're not tzaddik. Not this explanation. It was both actions. Why didn't others come and say Lama Nigara? There were other people who died naturally in the Midbar. Why weren't those that became tummy to them coming with a complaint? The answer is because they were not tzaddik. They were not known tzaddik. It was only those that became tummy to the bones of Yosef that died. They were the ones that could come with a complaint. It also answers Lama Nigara. Why are we worse? The question is not based on the idea that how many people can bring the carbon. That's just saying that they're not truly people who are tummy. The Rebbe says that most of why the Pasuk says Anachnu Temeim L'Nefesh Adam. It didn't say Anachnu Temeim L'Nefesh. It said Anachnu Temeim L'Nefesh Adam, an expression that conveys a sense of Hashivas, of importance. Atem Kriyim Adam, the word Adam, is a sign of Hashivas, of importance, of therefore, this explanation I find to be absolutely beautiful, explaining what is otherwise something of a difficult parashah. I'd like to end with a question, but it's a halachic question. It's really a question based on something I saw in Derech Yichba, first volume of Derech Yichba. We in Yeshiva are learning Pesach Tzavakama. Our shir is learning the sukkah of Zenehen of the Zelis Pastor, a rather famous sukkah in Gemara. Yesterday, I opened the Derech Sicha and found in Parashat Kedoshim the following shot. William Giver. Someone purchased Nasir Yayin, just the last Aliyah at Nimcha and Yom Kippur. Between Mosef and Nimcha, there was a break, and the individual who had purchased Nasir Yayin went home to take a nap. But fortunately, he overslept the reading of the Torah at Nimcha. And when it came to Nasir Yayin, he was not there. Now, he had purchased this aliyah for $1,000. And since he wasn't there, the people in shul were not sure whom to give the aliyah to. Well, someone else had bid $900 for that aliyah. And the decision was to give it to him. So he got the aliyah. And now it's after Yom Kippur, time to pay up, and the question is, who pays? This question was brought to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that the person who bid $1,000 and purchased it has to pay for it. He purchased the right to the aliyah, and he got it. The fact that he didn't use it is not relevant. It doesn't matter if you purchase the right to something. Whether you use it or not doesn't absolve you from paying. There's no question he has to pay. The person who got the aliyah, as Rav Chaim, pays nasha nehenes. That's a concept in our Gemara. That when you get a benefit, you pay what the benefit is worth to you. That's what it says there in the Sefer. Of course, whatever he pays for the benefit is deducted from the $1,000 that the other person has to pay, because in total, the tzedakah is not entitled to more than $1,000. Now here, we would see Davatasha. It's Zenehen and Zelei Chaster. But this person got the aliyah. Nobody else lost. He benefited. The other person lost nothing. Why does he have to pay at all? The answer would be seen to be what Taisa says on Dav Chaf Amid Beis in the Sechtes Bavaka. That is, that if someone showed that he was willing to pay, someone is Megala Das that he's willing to pay, he pays even in a case of Zenehen and his belly cost and his brought children. However, if that's the case, he should pay a full $900. After all, he's paying based on the fact that he was Megala Das, that he showed his intent. He should be paying the full $900. As it's brought in the Derech Sicha, it seems he does not pay $900. The Shoyel had asked if he pays $900. Rav Chaim is quoted as saying, no, he only pays Masha Nehenes. However, based on this basis, and it's a Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Samach Gimel, we believe it's Sitches, that a person pays whatever he was Megala Das. He should be paying the full $900, leaving only a $100 bill for the other fellow. So this is my question for the day. I hope somebody will come up with an answer. Until then, goodbye. Shabbos Tov.